something about Mary. Tootis Tooris.
So we are in Rome for the canonization of our beloved John Paul II, and I'm from France and Belgium. I'm called Daniel Ange. I created a school of prayer and evangelization 30 years ago, and now in different countries. And of course, it's Blessed Virgin Mary who is our real or true mother. It's through her that God came amongst us and remains always amongst us. And there are so many sufferings in the world today. Jesus is really crucified again. He's on the cross. But just next to the cross is his mother. And her head can touch the side, the holy side of Jesus, her heart. During all those terrible hours on the cross, she's there like at Bethlehem. She has her face on the heart of her little one. And when Jesus cries, my God, why have you abandoned me? Mary is saying to him, no, my little one, the Father is not abandoning you, because your mother is not abandoning you, is not abandoning. And at that moment, Mary is the sacrament, the visible sign of the invisible presence of the Father. It's like if the Father was, putting himself a bit aside in the feelings of Jesus, in order that all his feelings are with his mother, like at Bethlehem. And it's Mary who gives her little one to his father, who brings back Jesus to his father. And that is why, after saying, my God, and not Father, Father, he says again, Father, in your hands, because he has just said the word mother. And in saying the word mother, he receives again his father. You see, the father is a bit aside, like that Mary can have all her place, like in Bethlehem, but it's Mary who gives her son again to the Father, and he can at last say again, my Father.